It's something about this idea of connecting with a very early part of one's past. And I remember as a kid, or thinking about being a kid, I don't know if we remember exactly, you know, what being a kid was like. But this idea of creating a container or a painting, some way to what I wanted to do was, as my mom will tell you, set up shop in the center of town, which was happened to be growing up in Philadelphia at Frankfort Avenue and Allegheny Avenue. Oh, Kensington Avenue and Allegheny Avenue. And set up a shop and paint everybody's portrait. Make a painting of everybody that came in. And because it was in the center of town, I guess as a young boy, I figured that a lot of people would come in. And it's funny that now as a grown-up, I'm out here in Silicon Valley and connecting the dots between my arts practice and technology and all the amazing, creative, innovative things that have happened out here, and continually being inspired as I learn about the history, and that is to say the recent history of this place. Many afternoons at the Los Altos History Museum, lots of conversations with people in and around and outside of the tech world, and thinking a lot about these days about Steve Jobs in particular right now, this notion that he had, and I think it was one of the founding notions, thoughts driving ideas at Apple in those early years. And it was this idea, even before that, of Xerox PARC, really, this idea of a paperback computer. So what is a paperback computer? What is that idea? Why do we have it? It's, if you think about the whole history of publishing back in the Middle Ages, you know, books were these expensive things. They were handmade, scribes, you know, beautiful design, but very, very expensive. And so they were chained up. You couldn't leave with them. They were locked in place. You could look at them, put gloves on. I suppose they had gloves back then. But, and computers in the young Steve Jobs world were similarly chained. And I don't have to tell you the story of what happened. It's every time you pull out your iPhone or your Kindle or your iPhone Kindle and open up the page of a book, you see that that dream has been realized in a certain sense. We can't quite call them paperback yet. That's where the price, once the price on these things and begins to fall, that's when they become ubiquitous in the way that the paperback is. And I think in a lot of ways that will be the history of the future, is how that story begins to unfold. My story is I connect with that and begin to think about connecting with this idea of, you know, the painting or the container or the way to tell that story. Now as a storyteller, so many platforms exist to do that. But before the technology existed, I realized that all you really had to do was want to do it. And the technology at the time could carry that vision. And so the technology for me was brushes and paint and, of course, Sharpie markers and conversation and putting the time into hearing people's stories and helping to bring those stories out. And now we have social media. We have so many wonderful advanced tools, from Twitter to Facebook to bringing it all together with Storify. And it's just a phenomenal platform. And I'm about out of time for this boo. So here we go. Bye.